Welcome back, Everyday Business Leaders. I'm Melanie Ake, your host for today's show, coming to you from JP the Geek Studio right here in Greenwood. I am thrilled to have you with us today, not just because it's another show. I have Mr. Jamal Sylvester with me. Now, you may have known our story from way back when in 2018, and so we're going to get into the details of his life, his heart, his passion, and what he's doing today. So stay tuned and get your journals out. Remember, we are connecting to and celebrating remarkable business leaders, and this is just one more person in our community that you need to know. So, are you ready? Remember, subscribe to our channel and turn those notifications on so you never miss an episode. Here we go. Let's meet Jamal. Hi, Jamal.
Hi, Mel.
I love this. My heart.
Yes.
This is awesome to have you here.
It's awesome to be here. It took us a while, but I'm glad that today some just told me when I got up, complete that link and get this done for various reasons, because of our relationship, but then also with the work that I'm doing. I know that you're connected to a lot of people. You're a master connector. And so I felt like this would be a great opportunity for me to get the word out about our amazing program at Marion University, St. Joseph's College.
Well, this is awesome to have you here. So those of you that don't know our history, I met Jamal in 2018, 6 years ago,
yeah.
6 years ago. And I was doing a podcast. I started our podcast. I met you through Chip Baker.
Absolutely.
We said, oh, we'll talk for 20 minutes. And it was, what, 2 hours?
Yes, easy.
Easy 2 hours.
Right.
And then I said, hey, Jamal, I'm having this conference in 2019. Like, you should come. I have tickets. And you said, I'm bringing some friends.
Yep.
You were in the drawing. And you won this book.
I did.
This is a book that changed my life. And then you and your friend said, hey, really, we have an opportunity to be on leadership classes?
Yeah.
Like every Sunday night? Yep. And you said, we're there.
Yeah.
And you showed up.
Absolutely.
And we grew together for a year.
Yeah.
And then you joined the John Maxwell team.
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I wouldn't have joined. Look, I knew who John Maxwell was. I know that he's a phenomenal leader and he does a lot of great things. But I didn't know him at the level that would have made me want to join. And you made me find so much value in being a part of the John Maxwell team that during the pandemic, I wasn't doing anything. I was stuck at home, cabin fever. And I said, you know what? I'm going to invest in myself. And that, I think for a lot of people, that was an amazing opportunity for you to invest in yourself. Mm. And I felt like if not now, then never. And so I joined and it's
awesome.
Been amazing.
It's been amazing to watch you grow. Because then you were a speaker. I had an event February 29, 2020. I know that date, eh? It was, Groundhog's Day. No, it wasn't Groundhog. It was Leap Year.
Leap Year, yeah.
But then 2 weeks after, the whole world shut down.
Yeah.
And you had just spoken about your journey, and you came and you poured into the audience about your passion, about your growth, about what was changing in your life. And so for people that don't know Jamal Sylvester, I really want them to get to know who you are.
Yes.
Before we take them on the journey to say, hey, we need sponsors and fundraisers and support.
Right.
But here's why.
Yeah.
Right? You come to it from heart. It's about your journey. And so I'm just honored to know you and to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. That those sentiments are reciprocated, as you all know. You and Joe have been amazing. I was just telling a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago that I had an event and how you were like, you know what? Nope. You're going. We'll be there. I'm clearing my calendar. We're going to show up. Joe recorded. And so to know that you have people, like you said, we've only known each other for 6 years, but it feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
And when you find your tribe and you find people who get you, who know, love, and support you, I think that's one of the John Maxwell things. It's that DNA that when you have people that you know, love, and trust, those are people that you hold on to. And I've held on to you guys. But more importantly, you held back. And so we've not been separated for 6 years. And what we've been able to do individually, but more importantly together, has been great. I was able to speak at a lot of events, but I think it was knowing that I had the support of you, but then knowing for me, I got into the speaking realm, not fully aware of what comes with it, what's expected, and to have somebody like Joe, who's an expert, you know, at it, who can kind of coach you through that. And Joe made me realize that, like, content is king, and I'll never forget it. I tell everybody, you can get a really good picture, but if your audio is no good, it's over. And so that's something that I always remember. And so when I know that Joe is there, I know that I'm going to not only have great, like, pictures and video, I know my audio is going to be on point. And so I've learned so much from you guys. And, you know, you guys have taken in my son. We have pictures with me, you, and my son. Mm-hmm. My son attended that conference mm-hmm. in 2020 with me. And so you guys are family, and that's important to me. And my journey has been one that's been troubled. There's been a lot of ups and downs and a lot of twists and turns. But for me, it's those people who that even when I did it wrong, they treated me, I won't say that they treated me like I did it right. They love me even in my wrongdoings, or they love me even in my fall, and they love me through those situations, which allow me to get to this place or the space where I'm at right now because I know I have that level of support that no matter what I do, they're going to be, you know, by my side, and they're going to be a part of this journey, good, bad, and ugly.
But, you know, it's you, right? And I know that we always say this, like it's the five people and it's the constant intentionality. But you are the one that had to step into realizing that you had value and that you had to change and you had to do things differently to get different results.
Yeah.
I don't want to like break the story. Yeah. So for you that are listening and you don't know the story, hang on, because it's really cool. It's really cool. Yeah. But I celebrate you because I've watched you grow and I see where you are today and think, man, you have done a lot of work. Yeah. You've done a lot of work and you deserve everything you're getting now.
Yeah. There's a huge part of me that is humbled. And like, while I enjoy sharing my story, it's still hard because it's like, wow. And not that I'm perfect, I still mess up and I still, you know, have my flaws, but to know where I came from, I just shared with a student, I said, oftentimes when we look back and we're like, poor me or woe is me. We don't look at like, wow, look at how far I've come. Look at all of the things that I've been able to overcome in spite of. Mm-hmm. And when I said it, like, she smiled and she shook her head. She was like, okay. And like, yeah, like, and I knew that I had given her something because I could feel her energy and I felt that it was off. And like sometimes a person, you know, you could give a person a gift or you could cook a person a meal. But for me, it's oftentimes it's those people who have the boldness to be able to give somebody a word. Mm-hmm. And so when you can give somebody a word and speak life into somebody who, you know, unbeknownst to you, they could be dying on the inside. You know, the situation that they're in could be a situation that's unhealthy. It could be just kind of dead, just laying dormant. And then you light that fire in them with a word. And so it feels good to know that I got the power to be able to do that. But more importantly, that I'm bold enough. And when I feel the unction to be able to do it, I take advantage of those platforms and I say what I need to say. For me, I had to learn that be okay with being a messenger and not be so concerned with how people receive it. That's not for me. That's for them. But it's up to me to be able to take that word and share that word and be able to give it to that person in a time of need, because they may not have received it at that point. But when they get to get into that quiet place and they sit down and they're thinking, it's like, wow, no, I needed to hear that. And so I'm thankful for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you grew up in Gary, you know,
Chicago.
West Sorry. Side. My goodness. Yes. Come on now.
Yeah.
I know your story. Yeah. Yeah. I know your story.
Yeah.
And I love it because, you know, you have such roots and you appreciate that journey.
Yeah.
You appreciate going to South Bend, playing basketball, yeah. right? Just realizing that that was your gift.
Yeah.
And for those that don't know you, mm-hmm. like you gave everything to basketball. Everything. Here we are in the middle of March Madness.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm locked in.
Yeah. Locked into the brackets.
On the edge of my seat. I didn't do a bracket, but I'm all in because I still love it. Like, I'm still a fan. I still love it. And I still, like, I care about the game. I went through, I'm a part of Tamika Catchin's board, and she did something really cool during one of our Christmas camps. She created an opportunity. She built a partnership with IHSAA, and they did a free referee clinic during our camp where people could come in and they could get become certified referees. And I'll never forget the assistant commissioner said that a referee's job is to be a guardian of the game. And I was like, wow. Like, I wrote it at the top of my paper. And I was doodling around it, and I'm like, wow, how profound is that? Mm-hmm. And when you, like, I can even take it into life. Like, some of us who've gone through some of the things that we've gone through, and we have certain skill sets, or we've gained a set of knowledge and wisdom about a certain thing, we become a guardian of that. And it's the people who don't take that guardianship serious. And so then that's when it becomes watered down, it becomes distorted. And so I'm like, wow, a guardian of the game. I'm like, and I still treat basketball like that to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm 51 years old, and if I get on the court, I am going to give it everything that I have. I'm going to play with all of the passion that's in me because I understand that not everybody gets to do it. And so when you get to do something that you love to do and you have an opportunity to bless people, like, you have to do it with all pureness and with every fiber of your being and with all of the passion and desire that it took to get good at whatever it is that you're good at because it's work. Just as on the court, I just took those same skills and I carried it over into my professional life. And so I still have to show up in a certain type of way because I know that people are watching. And for me, I hated being let down. And so I hate to let people down. Mm-hmm. And so I make sure, I tell my kids all the time, I wake up every day before my alarm clock goes off. And they're like, well, why are you? I'm like, because I feel like, and there's something in me that says, you know, you need to get up because you have an opportunity today to change people's lives. And whether it's 10 or whether it's one, I know that I have an opportunity to do that. And so I show up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, when you were 18,
yeah,
right, you're at the top of your game.
Yeah.
Like, talk about March Madness. You were going to the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the plan.
You were at Ball State. You were Mr. Basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. It was me. I was it.
You were it. Yeah. And so we followed you. Like you said, Joe and I have gone to a lot of different things, and you've spoken to a lot of groups about what happened next.
Yeah.
You know, your dream was, hey, I'm 18. I'm really talented because I've worked hard to get to where I want to go.
Yeah.
And then things started to change, right? Things started to change.
Yeah.
We've got a clip. I know Joe's got pulled up, and we were going to just kind of take a little bit of a moment to go back and watch as you're presenting to a group. We were with Dennis Bland.
Yeah, Center for Leadership Development.